All right, let's talk all things sharks, shall we? Now, we all woke up on, was it Monday morning, to this horrible news, the 29-year-old girl, or was it Tuesday? It happened Monday night, woke up Tuesday morning to this horrible story of the 29-year-old young girl that had been attacked by this bull shark. And from the Irukandji Shark and Ray Encounters, we welcome to the program this afternoon, Leah. Hi, Leah, how are you? Leah, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can now. Yeah, we just had to tidy up that line. Hi, Leah. How are you? You're good?
Good. Good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Shark experts. There's a story around today, Leah, that says shark experts are warning Sydney scientists not to swim in the harbour following Monday's attack on that young woman at Elizabeth Bay. And this is amid fears that a high level of shark activity could result in what they're calling a cluster of bites. Aggressive bull sharks, they say, will hang around the harbour while the weather stays warm, with Sydney presenting a big buffet for months to come. And there was a story in the Sydney Morning Herald today saying that warmer ocean waters off the New South Wales coast are drawing more bull sharks towards Sydney. Is this right, Leah?
I have absolutely no idea, and I wish that there was actually enough science out there in the ocean that we could give you a guaranteed answer on the exact whereabouts and the exact location of all of our sharks. It's getting better over the last couple of years. There's so much more tracking, and it's really good to see. But as a whole, nobody can clearly say exactly where the sharks are going to be. But you can probably guarantee that if there is a school of fish running down the coast, the sharks will be nearby that. And whether the warm waters are bringing extra into the harbour, I have absolutely no idea, but I do know that there's a fair few bull sharks that live there all the time.
Well, I was about to say that to you. I mean, in both Sydney Harbour, and we broadcast from the Hunter, so the Hunter, in Hunter, the harbour there, there's been talk of, in Newcastle, in the harbour, there's always been bull sharks in there. And I know that, you know, in Sydney Harbour, there's talk that there's always been bull sharks in Sydney Harbour as well.
Absolutely. 100% there's always been bull sharks. Ends of the rivers all up and down the coast in the murky waters, that's where they love to hang out. They get a pretty bad rap, bull sharks, because they live in that habitat that is hard for them to see. So sharks have a couple of different ways in which they hunt, and they always look last thing before they bite. So in this day and age, when you see lots of drone footage of sharks going really fast towards a human, and then they see what it is, and then they about turn and take off in a different direction because they realise, oh, that's not my food. Bull sharks, because they often take a bite before they actually get to see what it is, then they spit it out, they get a bit more of a bad reputation as a man eater, but they don't want to eat man.
I read yesterday, Leah, that bull sharks have bad eyesight. Is that right?
No, not necessarily. They just live in an area where you can't see. I don't know if you've tried to swim in the end of where the river meets the sea before, but it's always really difficult, bad clarity. You can't see through the water, just like us. When we go diving, you don't really want to dive there either. You just can't see. So if you can keep aware of the shark rules, so swimming out at dawn and dusk, that's their time when they're out hunting and when they're on the prep. When they're running really fast towards things, that's when they can accidentally bite you. If you're in a bait ball, if you're swimming around in a big school of fish, that, you know, if there's birds diving down from above and there's animal activity around you in the water, it's probably been pushed there by some larger predators. It could be some sharks and some dolphins together. It could be some larger fish. But when they are hunting like that and they're going really fast trying to catch things, that's when they can shut their eyes at the last second to protect them as well, and might accidentally bite you. But they don't want to eat us. If they wanted to eat us, we would be a goner. We would never swim in the ocean. It would be like living up in, you know, northern Australia. You, if you know the salties are in there, in the river, you just don't hop in there. And when you go for a swim at Nobby's, for example, there's probably, you know, between 50 and 500 sharks of all different species. I'm talking all the way down to your little Port Jacksons and all the rest, that know that you're there. and they're not coming to get you because they don't want to eat us. We're not their prey. We're just lucky that they are as intelligent as they are. We spend our entire lives training them to relate us to food. We feed them off the fishing docks. We feed them off the boats. We get them to relate smell of boat diesel and the smell of the sound of the engines to us. We feed them like spearfishing. We'll carry a bag of their bleeding, like the blood that is their prey, and we'll carry it sort of floating down onto us or further behind, hopefully on a string or something would be a better choice. So then they understand, they relate us to their food. And I mean, cage diving, if you get a big shark and you get a piece of its meat and then you hold it in the water next to you whilst you're swimming there, trying to get that good shot of them as they come up and try to bite it through the cage, that shark is relating the cage, you, the boat, and the meat all together as a way, an easy way to get food. So then at another time when there's a boat and a human and they may be snorkeling or something else, and some smell of some bait in the water from maybe that we're fishing as well, that's when the accidents happen, if they're not paying close enough attention to what they're accidentally biting. But they don't want to eat us, thank goodness. Absolutely. Otherwise they'd just sit there on the beach, like at Nobby's. If those sharks wanted to eat us, they'd just be there at the shore. I mean, humans cannot swim fast enough. We think that we can, you know, gouge their eyes out or do something to get away, but honestly, if you've seen any nature documentary, you would know that there is no way. If they wanted to eat us, we would not be here. We'd be gone.
Footage has appeared, obviously, because we now have the technology of drones, where these sharks come extremely, extremely close to shore into shallow waters, sometimes 20 and 30 metres away from people swimming. Has that always been the case? And we only know about it now because of the technology of drones flying and taking this footage?
Absolutely. Drones are the best shark conservation thing that has happened since before Jaws. So Jaws came out and the entire world instantly became absolutely terrified of sharks because of the, you know, the music, the theatre, the you know, the blood-hungry sort of theme that went with Jaws. And since then, we've really been terrified of them, and we just haven't realised that they are always there around us. And the drones are showing, I mean, here at Port Stephens, we've got along the coast between Anna Bay and Stockton is the largest great white sort of juvenile area in the world, I'm pretty sure, that we know of. So there's sometimes in the helicopter footage from years gone by, I mean, I've seen old photos where there was like 200 or 300 sharks. Gosh. Along that water there. And I spoke to an old fishing guy that used to, he grew up on his boat here in Port Stephens with his dad, and they used to fish when he was a little kid. He said every time they'd bring the boat in, there'd be at least 12 great whites following the boat every day. And so now, where are they all? Like, the sign of a really good healthy habitat is to have those sharks there. So seeing them around now is a really positive thing.
So is there any truth also in what you're told or what you read, that, you know, if you're wearing a wetsuit, they think you're a seal, so they think that they're biting a seal when in fact they're biting a surfer on it with a wetsuit on?
Yeah. Just, I mean, most of the wetsuits out there are black. It's funny because the camouflage that you could put onto you if you're a surfer and you're out there all the time, there's some really great wetsuits that are different camouflages with the water or camouflages with certain species of fish that are known to be poisonous or venomous. And so those sort of, you know, new age wetsuits that are coming out are a great option. But yeah, if you're gonna go out swimming with a black wetsuit and black fins, or you look like a sea turtle, you look like a seal, you look like a large swimming animal that is their sort of prey size. So try not to dress up as their prey. Don't dress up like a zebra and go running around with a lion. And then don't go out at dawn and dusk. Don't swim in the bait ball. And if you are a fisherman, just make sure that you're careful about when you are in the water with their prey, that you're not going to accidentally get a bite.
It's like common sense, isn't it? All right, Leah, thank you for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon. I appreciate it. And you do shark and ray encounters. So you take people out on shark and ray encounters. Is that right?
No, we're actually an aquarium, so we bring people in to shark and ray encounters. We are all about conservation, so we're trying
send me some information.
Send
me some information, and I'll give you a plug. Thank you.
Oh, awesome! Thank you.
Terrific, Leah. Lovely to talk to you. Thanks so much this afternoon. Irukandji shark and ray encounters. She'll send me some information, and I'll tell you more about it. It's in the Port Stephens area. Sounds like a good place to go. Thank you, Leah, for so much information this afternoon and spending some time with us. The bottom line is, don't go swimming at dusk or dawn, and don't wear a wetsuit that's black.